One thing I can 100% guarantee, it's where growth is really going to happen. When you are uncomfortable, but you change to align to your purpose, 100% guarantee, there's going to be growth.
83% of Americans identify as not very happy, which can hold you back and negatively affect your relationships and your business. On this podcast, we discuss the proven steps to happiness so you can restore balance and rekindle your joy.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of How to Be Happier for Entrepreneurs. It's going to be an amazing show, as it usually always is. Today, we have Yvonne Trost. Welcome, Yvonne. I'm so excited to have you.
Thanks for having me, Brad.
So, Yvonne, you had a pivotal moment when you decided to shift careers. Can you walk us through the process of confronting your childhood conditioning and rewriting your life story?
Absolutely. My journey of self-discovery has gone through several phases. It's been pretty unique. A lot of inspiration coming from challenges that I've had in life. For 25 years, I really lived a life that wasn't my own. You know, I was always trying to be perfect, was brought up in a way that you get grounded if you don't get straight A's, you should have a stable job. So thinking about familial and expectations that society had placed on me, I was always trying to be somebody else. So I ended up staying in a career. I said, oh, I'm going to join this company for 2 years and then I'm going to quit. I'm going to go do something I really want to do. And that was 25 years ago. So a little bit longer than I had planned, about 23 years longer. So I was living on autopilot. I had no awareness that I wasn't being my authentic self. Just like I think a lot of people in society are in this like hypnotic social trance, if you will. Like we all think that we're driving our own lives, but really it's the social conditioning that's really driving a lot of our decisions. So you probably heard if you either change either from desperation or inspiration. For me, it started out with desperation. So in 2014, I went through a less than wonderful divorce, as most are, and it just hit me hard. My grand plan of perfection and having a house, the kids, the career, everything, it kind of fell apart. And so it really woke me up. But what I'd say is like, people are like, oh, I'm so sorry. I'm like, no, it's not. And I'm sorry. It's a congratulations, because I've now started to live from inspiration. So it took a little bit, but I've leveraged yoga and meditation and hypnosis actually all along the way to guide me through, to answer your question, the three phases. Like we actually teach our clients these, right? So first, what I did is I had to gain awareness. So I delved into self-discovery. I didn't really know who I was or what my dreams were. And I really didn't believe I had the power to design my own life. So I did that and I figured out, oh, this is what I want. And every time I kind of dug deeper, I learned something else about myself. And then so I started setting intentions, get really focused on what I want and putting positive trust in the process. So step one, just getting that awareness, had no clue, was asleep, right, at the wheel. Second thing is I had to rewire, right? I had all these limiting beliefs. I didn't even know what they were, right? I thought if somebody met, I call her Yvonne 1.0, they'd be like, oh, wow, she's super confident. She's individual with my own mission, people would think, right? But when I really looked into it, I wasn't. So I thought I was never enough, right? I thought I always had to like prove myself, prove my worthiness to others. But then I turned to powerful tools, right, that you introduced me to with Marissa Peer's Rapid Transformation Therapy, which it leverages hypnosis, but I want people not to be scared by that. It's not like we get a watch and we wave it in front of you. It's more just like, think of like a deep meditative state. So if you meditate, that's all it is, really. It's powerful, but it's not scary. So I did that. I rewired. I got rid of those little limiting beliefs. I'm like, oh, I am enough. And oh, I can do what I want. I don't always have to do what other people think I should want to do, right? Like I have a choice. So I rewired my mind and gave myself that choice, gave myself back that power. Now,
sorry, you got awareness. And on the screen, I've put a little banner up, all change begins with awareness. It's really important because you can't change unless you knew something. So you identified and then you rewired. And rewiring is just what? Teaching your subconscious brain the true story, a different story than you live with most of your life?
Absolutely. And rewiring, it sounds kind of scary. Like, ooh, like, what are you rewiring my brain? Don't think about this. Like, think about it this way. You have the choice. So you can choose to let others dictate what you do in your life, right? And the emotions that you might come up with because of what others think. I like to say recode. I'm a former consultant. I did a lot of coding. So think of it that way. Like, you have a bad program. And it's not your fault that you have a bad program.
It's not your fault. You got to remember that. No matter what struggle you're going through, whether it's a bad marriage or addiction, whatever, eating problems, it's not your fault. There's a way to explain it and to fix it.
Absolutely. And that's so key because I don't know about everybody else, but when you think it's your fault, you go into fight or flight. And quite often Yvonne 1.0 went into fight and she wasn't as nice to be around if she was disagreeing with you. So I think that's really important. Like, know that it's not your fault. Know that you don't have to accept what you're given. You don't have to get what you get and not throw a fit. Throw a fit, like get what you want. And so really you're just recoding or rewiring your mind with what you want.
You deserve it. So actually, yeah, fight for what you want. So Yvonne, you mentioned being perfect. When you practice now with clients, what do you find is the reason that people are perfectionists or try to be? Because no one can be a perfectionist. It's impossible.
I think it's to gain love or to feel worthy. So quite often we're measured in our society, especially in the United States, by all these external mile markers. How much money do you have? How big is your house? How many kids? What are your kids doing? Are they perfect? Right? So we're always measuring ourselves by these achievements outside of ourselves. And so I think that's why, right? Because we're seeking love, we're seeking acceptance. So humans, right, we think that we're individuals, but we're actually all connected. We are all a part of the same thread, the energetic thread. I mean, it's not just hocus pocus. It's proven quantum physics. It's modern day science. So if you think about it that way, we are wired to be connected. And unfortunately, we don't live in tribes anymore. We don't have necessarily the family units that we used to have. Not some people do, some cultures do, but the grand majority, we've lost. And then with COVID and the pandemic, it created even more separateness. And so then people lean into these other things that they've been taught for connection. Like, I want to look like that person. I have to look like the model, or I have to be the successful millionaire, whatever it is, right? We're seeking connection because through connection, we get safety and love and acceptance, in my humble opinion.
So I'm going to say, I agree with you, but I'm just going to say it a different way. I don't know where I got this, but people are perfectionists because as children, their imperfect self wasn't good enough. So they had to prove something to their parents, usually by getting the straight A's, by being the star athlete, whatever it was, because that was a way they got attention. So you mentioned earlier social conditioning that leads us to do things we don't want, especially stay in jobs we don't want. Is it all social conditioning or does it have a lot to do with childhood programming?
I include both. I mean, because not everybody grows up in a family. Not everybody has a mom or a dad. And not everybody that has a mom or a dad have them around. So sometimes it's what you're exposed to is society. It could be your school. It could be teachers. It could be your neighborhood. I think that it's both.
We have a very similar story when it comes to confidence, because for 47 years, I put on this act, I had this mask on that I was super confident. And just like you from the outside world, everyone was like, Brad's got his shit together. He's doing well financially. Like, he's really confident. And I told people, and I said to myself, I don't care what other people think. I've got high self-esteem. And of course, I love myself. But after I did the work, I realized those were all lies that were keeping me held back. So if you're listening to this and you're saying, well, I love myself and high self-esteem and I have confidence, you've got two people on the show right now that the whole world thought were confident, but we really weren't. How do you figure that out? Well, if you on the screen right now, I have a self-love quiz. It only takes 2.5-3 minutes. It's only 12 questions. Go to bradchandler.com/quiz and take this quiz, because what did I say earlier? All change begins with awareness. So how can you change something that you don't even think needs changing? So do yourself a favor. And if you have kids, do your family a favor and your husband or wife, take the quiz and see where you stand. So Yvonne, amazing transformation story, right? You're now doing kind of held in this invisible prison for 25 years. You're now out. What would you say is the key difference between external success and internal happiness?
That's a great question. So it's core to my transformation story, because a lot of people, including myself, are always taught like, if I get this, I'll be happy. Or if I get this title, I'll be happy. Or if I get this spouse, I'll be happy. Or if I have the house and the kids, I'll be happy. So the key difference between external success and internal happiness really is like alignment with your core, your authentic self. What do I mean by authentic self is most of, like I said, most of us don't even know. Like if you said, who am I? Right? A lot of people like, oh, I'm a mom. I have a house. I work at this company. I do this, this, and this. And then they define themselves by all these things outside of themselves. But that's not actually who they are. It's like, we call it metadata. It's adjectives, right? But it's not who you are to the core. So when you think of external success, it's like all the stuff outside of you, right? could be like career goals, specific financial goals. And I'm not saying that they're wrong. I'm not saying that those goals are wrong. I'm just saying they don't automatically equate to happiness. Internal happiness is aligning to what I was saying before, your true purpose, your values, your authentic self, finding meaning and purpose in how you exist on this planet, and then how do you interact with others. So we're all born very unique, right? Everybody's unique. Even identical twins are unique, but so many of us strive to be a copy. Like, who wants to be a copy, right? We try and look like the Joneses. We try and like look like that millionaire. We try and look like that model. So what I would say is internal happiness is about being your unique self and loving it, right? Because when you are your unique self, you will find your purpose. When you find your purpose, you find your flow. And when you find your flow in life, you're like a river. You're just enjoying the scenery, like going through life effortlessly, absorbing positive energy, which is more than any external happiness could ever give you. So I'm not saying you have one or the other. You can have both, but let it be driven from internal happiness to get your external happiness.
You have all you need to be happy right now. And until you believe that and live that truth, if you're searching like I did for 47 years for the money, the car, the boats, the vacation, the women, you'll continue searching the rest of your life. When we made our transformations, it was because we realized that all the happiness was inside and we covered up that happiness from pain from our childhood. So great stuff. So Yvonne, can you share a little bit about the challenges and successes that some of your clients have had so far?
Absolutely. It is really interesting. And it's really hard to say, oh, well, what can you help with? Like a lot of people are like, they want you to be a specific niche, like this one little specific thing that you can solve. And I was like, well, this can work with anything. It really helps both mind, body, spirit, internally, externally. Like, I just can't believe it. It's not rocket science. It's very simple, but it can help so much. If I had to like just tell you a few things. So I've helped people like myself. They had fear of the unknown. They wanted to make a career change. They had either low self-confidence or low self-esteem based upon their childhood conditioning. And after we worked through like understanding what that social conditioning or family conditioning was, they could say, oh, well, that's not true. I have a choice now. I'm different. I'm not that six-year-old that has to rely on my parents. I can be my own cheerleader. So they actually made career shifts just like I did. So that's the first. The second was I had an amazing client who is multi-talented. One of the things they do is they are a writer and they write amazing books. They have a writing coach. One of the things that they have a challenge with, though, is not so much like being creative. The whole story's in this person's head. Had a challenge putting it on paper or putting it digitally, typing. And the coach and the client couldn't figure out why. The writing coach and the client. In 1 2-hour session, we went into his subconscious, leveraging that deep meditative state that we talked about, and identified this limiting belief that he had to satisfy and write for others. He couldn't write for himself because of how he's brought up. And so once we learned all that, like the writing block that he had been working on with a coach disappeared and he started writing.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. The last one is, I think, super interesting because it shows the power of the mind-body connection that I always talk about. And people are like, what are you talking about, Yvonne? Just trust me. This client had been diagnosed with multiple autoimmune diseases. And one of the challenges that they faced was terrible, like debilitating hives, like couldn't focus, couldn't do anything. And the doctors just kept saying, here's some medicine. It's a part of this autoimmune thing. You know, you're going to have to live with it. Take more medicine. In another one, just 2-hour session, we realized she felt like she didn't have a voice. She couldn't use her voice. She couldn't say no. She had some childhood trauma where she felt like to get love, she always had to give, but it was never expected that she would be able to receive. And she actually got put into a feud between her parents that made her feel like she always had to be the one that's going to help everybody. And by understanding that she had just lost her voice, but she had the power when she reclaimed her voice and she learned how to set boundaries with her family and friends, her hives started to dissipate. So I mean, it's just crazy. It's crazy how powerful this is.
It is. And if anyone doubts that, or if you've been diagnosed with an autoimmune disease or another thing that doctors love to use, a term idiopathic, it means no known causes. Do yourself a favor and don't listen necessarily to Western medicine. I mean, listen to your doctor, but also take it into your own hands. We have read and watched some amazing documentaries over the last couple of months on how the mind-body connection, how prior childhood programming that isn't healed can severely affect your illnesses and disease. So check out Way to Miracles, which is an amazing documentary on Gaia. There's a book that goes with that, Way to Miracles. Myth of Normal by Gabor Mate is a book. And then Healed is a documentary on Amazon Prime. And they are all spend telling you if you're sick and you have illnesses and disease, you can't heal them by fixing past childhood programming and trauma. So do yourself a favor and check those out. So Yvonne, you talked about transition from helping larger organizations to individuals. And now you're an instrumental part of Brad Chandler Coaching, which I'm thrilled beyond belief to have you. And I know you're going to help take this company to great heights because we want to make an impact. We're not in this to make a ton of money. We're in this to change people's lives and give them back the freedom and the gifts that we've received. So what is one piece of advice that you would give someone who feels stuck in their career, but is afraid to take that leap?
Yeah, I can speak to this one from the heart. I was afraid for like 20 years. And until a couple years ago, I was thinking I was going to wait another 7 to 10 years until my kids were out of college. So I'm walking the talk here. To get unstuck, it's very uncomfortable sometimes. One thing I can 100% guarantee, it's where growth is really going to happen. When you are uncomfortable, but you change to align to your purpose, 100% guarantee there's going to be growth, right? So first thing, start by getting clear on your intentions. What do I mean by that? What do you really want? And ask yourself why you want those things 7 times. So just a quick exercise, easy, free. You don't even have to give your email, 7levelsdeep.com, you know, made famous by Graziosi. Just ask yourself these questions. Like when you want to be successful, you want to make this change, ask yourself why 7 times. And then it's going to get clear.
Can you explain that? So when you say 7 times, what does that mean?
So you start out with like, what do you want? What is your intention? What's success for you? Or what is it you want to do? So for your question, you said, if they want to change their career, well, why do you want to do that?
I want to do that because I want something better.
Perfect. So then we start asking why 6 times. That's the first question.
So then you ask, why do you want it better? And then you say, because I want to live in Fiji. And then you're like, why do you want to live in Fiji? So just keep asking until you get to that 7th level, which usually is the magic place where that is your true why. Is that what you're saying?
Absolutely. And when I did that, I went from like, oh, I want to do all these things. And I wanted to be an interior designer. I wanted to be a psychologist. I wanted to be a painter. I did flying trapeze. Like I wanted to explore all these things. And what it came down to was I was wanting to discover myself and to live my true purpose and to make an impact. But I didn't start with that. And that's not maybe as fine-tuned as yours will be, but it's an example. So get clear on your intentions. That's a simple tool to do it with, right? And then once you have that, you are going to then be able to like put attention on the intentions, right? So just remember, attention on your intentions. So quite often we put our attention on distractions. So you want to starve your distractions. You want to starve the fear and you want to feed your intention by taking action. Now, it doesn't have to be like a huge leap. Like, I'm just going to quit my job and I don't have a plan. I'm not prescribing that. It can be. It can also be taking smaller steps if you need. I think once you take those smaller steps and you experience the happiness and the joy that those bring as you start to align to your core intention and your purpose, you're going to want to take bigger steps and you're going to want to take them faster. And once you start that internal engine, it's going to feel so good. You're not going to want to slow down. You're like, I'm on the road to joy and freedom. And then just surround yourself with people that have done this type of journey or with people that are where you want to be. Surrounding yourself with the naysayers. Maybe you have to press pause on some of those relationships and interactions just for a little bit, right? You can be, and it'd be a choice. Again, it's about choice. So get clear on your intentions, start to take action. On the other side of action, right, is the joy that you want. You're not going to get change unless you change something. So start taking action to change to what you want.
And I think one important thing that you may have left out, but you subscribe to this as well, I'm sure, is that figure out what, if any, childhood programming that you have in that beautiful brain of yours that's keeping you stuck in that job or that marriage or that shitty situation that you're in, because that's often the driver. And you can try to take action all you want. But if you've got these voices, these deeply seated voices in your head, like most of us do or had, they could be stopping you from taking that step or taking that action.
Absolutely. And in that 7 levels deep exercise, so ideally you can do work with your conscious mind and your subconscious mind, but you can start with your conscious mind. So when you ask yourself why, usually something comes up about your childhood that you didn't think about. that was your motivator for why you're doing those. And it brings up some of those limiting beliefs. And as you answer these questions, you ask yourself, why do I want that? Or why is that meaningful to me? And that programming can come up. What I would say, and I highly would recommend in kind of that rewire step, is if you're not getting it, if you're not getting kind of that aha moment, do it in a meditative state. So either get a little self-hypnosis thing, or you can contact us, or you can just like go into meditation. Quiet, peaceful mind, right? Ask yourself the same question. So it's, think of it like this. Think of it like muddied water, right? If it's always being jostled around, it's very unclear. If you can be still, right? Your mind and the answers, you'll get the clarity you need, because it's like the muddied water. When you stop moving it around, the crap settles to the bottom. And then you have this beautiful, clear water. So your mind does the same thing. So I highly recommend, don't just like ask yourself these questions while you're doing five other things and all distracted. Get into like any kind of state you can get into where you're not being bothered. And if you can, meditate on it.
Strength comes from stillness, right? So Yvonne, what is your true purpose, and how has aligning with that true purpose contributed to your happiness and well-being today?
So my true purpose, right, is to be in service and connection with others. Like when you think about your flow, when I lose track of time, it's when I'm helping somebody solve a problem or achieve a dream. And I am a bit of an extrovert. So I'm fueled by connecting with others. So the more that I can help others, the better I feel. And it's not as an external validation anymore. It's more of a giving from the heart. And by doing that, you know, it's shattered those false beliefs that I'm not good enough unless I'm achieving somebody else's thoughts. Like, this is what I want to do. I've chosen it. And so now I wake up, I'm excited about what I'm doing. I have enthusiasm. I couldn't say that before. And I bet a lot of people believe the same thing. So it's just made a big change. And I believe like when you align to your authentic self, everything falls in place. So one of the mantras that I have adopted is to attract, don't chase. So anytime you feel effort, over efforting, or you feel like you're chasing or you're trying to prove, it's not going to feel good. So instead, sit back, think about what you want. They say, if you believe it, you can achieve it. I like things that rhyme. So I agree with that. So think about what you want, but don't wish for it. Actually believe it's possible for you. And then sit back and attract, and it will come.
Absolutely love it. We've both been blessed to wake up every day now and live our true purpose, I should say. I know yesterday I had a hypnosis session with a gentleman. It was only his third session. I asked him at the end, I was like, how are you feeling? And he's like, I've never felt this good in my entire life. And he was in his 50s. And like so many of us, he had no concept that there were some scenes in his childhood that his conscious brain couldn't even remember. And they weren't terrible. They weren't like, people are like, oh gosh, they're probably thinking like, oh, what happened? Was he locked in a cage? No, there were things that his parents did just didn't meet his needs. And he came up with these stories. And all of these years, he struggled in all areas of his life, just like I did, just like you did. And we're here to tell you that if you're suffering in relationships, if you're suffering with food or addictions or depression or anxiety or OCD, those are all from one thing and one thing only. And that's a thinking problem. That thinking problem was created in your childhood almost all the time. And we've created this like three-step proven method to change all of that. So you don't have to suffer anymore. I promise you that. Yvonne, what have I not asked you? This is a podcast called How to Be Happier for Entrepreneurs. What do you think is the number one thing to happiness that most people miss out on?
I think the first thing is believing that they can be happier. So you even mentioned, like, if you feel like you're suffering, like, I just thought that's how life was.
Me too.
I just thought, like, this is how it goes. Everybody around me, this is how it was. And to your point of, like, my childhood wasn't bad. I thought it might have been a little boring because I lived in a town of 2,300. I thought we were kind of like the Waltons, right? I mean, what I would say is, like, don't settle because you think that's all that's available to you. Like, so whether you feel like, oh, I'm suffering, or whether you feel like, oh, I've had trauma or not, like, don't get hung up on that. Just like believe that you can have more happiness than you could even dream of. Like, it's possible. So I think that's the first, like you were saying, like, it's a thinking problem. So think better thoughts, think more is available to you, and then believe it.
Including deeply connected relationships, right? if you're watching this and you're like, I'm in a shitty marriage, I just always pick the wrong guy, or the girls always cheat on me, or whatever it is, I promise you that is brought up from within yourself and the way that you think. So if you're like, I'm never going to find someone, I've never found someone, I've never been comfortable, I've never been safe, I promise you it's not the other person. Because when I went through my two divorces, like you said, Yvonne, there was nothing wrong with me. It was their fault. But I realized my subconscious mind picked them based on my childhood programming. So if you're in crappy relationships, don't look to the other person. Go walk into the bathroom and look in the mirror. That's the cause of it. The problem isn't the actual relationship. It's the relationship you have with yourself. And how do you fix that? You do the work. You simply go back to your childhood and you figure out, where were those stressful times where my needs weren't met? It's not easy, but it's very simple. Like, there's a little bit of work involved, but it doesn't take years. It doesn't even take months. I've seen people transform in 3 to 5 hours. You have 2 hours. Like Marissa Peer, one of our mentors, has solved. She worked with Ozzy Osbourne in a 2-hour hypnosis session. She helped him with his alcoholism. So if you're suffering, you don't have to. Life is about joy and deep connection. So Yvonne, where can people reach you if they want to reach out to you?
Absolutely. So we're updating our website. So for now, just reach out to me at Yvonne@bradchandler.com.
And how do you spell that?
Y as in yes, Vonne@bradchandler.com.
Okay. So thank you so much, Yvonne. Till next time, I hope you have an amazing week. And remember, love heals all. If you guys like this show, there's a lot of people suffering that don't need to be. So please share it. Give us a rating. Reach out to us if we can help you. BradChandler.com. If you want to schedule a call with us, we're here to help you. We want to make an impact. We want to help change your life. And yeah, until next time, that's another edition of How to Be Happier for Entrepreneurs. Love you guys.
Bye.
Hit subscribe if you don't want to miss out on more life-changing content. And if you're struggling, you don't have to. Go to bradchandler.com/contact. There, you can join the Facebook community of like-minded entrepreneurs, and you'll see a button to schedule your freedom and happiness call. See you on the next episode.